time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and the Mason brothers, Derek Mason and Bruce Mason from Moss Hill Farm, sometimes called Moss Hill Tree Farm, because you've got 300 acres there, and for 60 years, your family has been growing Christmas trees.
That is very true. Yes, we grew up on the farm and were planting at the age of about 10 years old with our dad, who was a forester and loved his trees. So 60 years on, we're still in love with them, and they love us too.
Is that all you grow on the farm, Bruce?
Well, we have vegetables, produce that comes in to feed ourselves primarily, since we haven't been too successful at marketing outside.
That's good. At least somebody's getting fed. Now, do you both live on the farm?
We do. We're both there on the site currently. We sort of have turns, and I disappear sometimes for a period in the summer, and he disappears for a period in the winter.
Yeah, Bruce goes to Canada, and I go to Mexico. So we're hitting both extremes.
Got North America covered.
I'm wondering, you know, how does it work sharing a farm as brothers who've known each other, I'll just say decades?
We give each other a good amount of space.
Luckily, you have 300 acres.
Exactly. And we get together over beer and a meal every now and then. And when we have business to conduct, we conduct it as business.
So is your primary year-round business as two individuals Christmas trees, which is such a short period of time in the agricultural and holiday year? Although it's extended to Halloween at this point. But.
Well, both of us still stay pretty busy, even when we're not farming. I'm active on several community-based committees, including our town finance committee and some conservation-oriented activities. I used to be a sign maker. I was in that business for 20-odd years. Bruce has been, until very, very recently, as you said, a stonemason all over New England. And then when we're on the farm, we're busy taking care of, you know, doing regular farm maintenance, planting and harvesting, building and rebuilding things. When you're farming, the saying is that it's 20% agriculture and 80% fixing stuff that broke. So there's lots of maintenance.
Yeah. So Christmas trees is your primary farming business season. So what makes for the perfect Christmas tree, and what types of trees you're growing? Bruce?
Well, we have firs and spruces and pines.
Bruce the spruce.
That's a new one.
Yeah. You haven't heard that one yet? You could be like the new Stan the Vegetable Man. Bruce the spruce.
Yep. Spruces, firs, pines. And what makes the perfect tree? Well, weather, for example, this past season, we've had a lot of rain, and that seems to have had a good effect on the quality.
Well, that's good, because it
has only one farm that's happy.
Yeah, right.
But aside from that, we do have issues that we have to contend with, which is new insect infestations, mm-hmm. like specifically scale and fungal problems. Those are not easy to get on top of and stay on top of. Then there is pruning.
And doing the pruning right to make sure the trees are going to look the way that people want them, right?
Right.
So your dad went to Yale on the GI Bill and learned forestry, and you learned from your dad on this 300-acre farm, Derek and Bruce Mason from Moss Hill Tree Farm in Russell. And a lot of what you do is conservation of this land and management of this 300 acres. We are hearing all these horrible stories about what's gone on in California with the wildfires. And then at the same time, we're hearing the president of the United States saying things like, if they had only raked, this wouldn't be a problem. Is that true or is that not true?
That to me is a bad joke. Our experience is that in Russell, there have been some serious forest fires, but on the mountain across the valley from us that were primarily started by the railroads, believe it or not. In our neighborhood, it's been so wet that we haven't had any significant fires other than an occasional brush fire in a pasture.
Right.
And luckily, the fire department usually comes right out if we call them. But, stewardship, as I said, is our major focus. More than anything else, we want to take care of the land and pass it on to the next generation as intact as possible and improve it when we can. For example, Bruce does a lot of soil amendment work, feeding those Christmas trees and the gardens as well, but primarily trying to keep our Christmas trees as healthy as possible, using as little chemical as possible as well.
So tell me a little bit about the next generation.
Or is Christmas canceled for the next generation?
The only person who has stepped up to the plate at this point so far is my youngest son, Jed, who is on the verge of 29 now. So fortunately, we have someone next in line beyond us, because Derek and I are both I'm 67, he's 70 now, and, you know, we're looking on the horizon as looming the end of our tenure on this planet. So we have to be able to pass it on to someone, hopefully in the family.
I do want to mention that one of the things that we do in terms of passing on the skills, is that we invite woofers to come out.
Now, oh, yeah.
You're probably familiar with the woofer program. But
what does it stand for people who don't know?
Woofer stands for Worldwide Opportunities on Organic Farms. Volunteers come from all over the globe and spend anywhere from a few days to a couple of months with us. And in return for room and board, we show them how we do farming and teach them all the skills that we can. And generally, we have a really good time, and they do as well. That's part of our stewardship mission.
Bruce and Derek Mason from Moss Hill Tree Farm in Russell. There is a rumor going around that there's not a lot of Christmas trees this year, but you are all set, right? You're well stocked to the brims if we head off the Mass Pike to Russell to you?
We have more trees than ever this year, and they are beautiful, again, due to the great climate conditions or the weather conditions we've had this summer. Beautiful trees anywhere from 2 feet up to 15 feet in height. And as I said, about 5 or 10 different varieties of spruces and firs.
Bruce and Derek Mason, Moss Hill Tree Farm in Russell, and Phil Corman from CESA, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.